the adoption of children. Are you serious? Yes. The adoption of children. Helping the administration of schools. Pardon me, while the schools are still soundly Catholic. Advising adolescents. Assisting engaged couples in preparation for marriage. Taking a share in catechetical teaching. And not just of your own children, but those of others. Providing for the aged. I've said this before, and I repeat it with sorrow. Here in Palatine, St. Joseph's Home for the Aged. One of my most memorable retreats. 5-day retreat, Monday through Friday. Many of those aged people told me their own children living in Greater Chicago had not visited them for years. My God. All of these are ways, we are told by a general council of the church, are ways of fulfilling the duty of a family apostolate. In other words, the family engaging in apostolic work. Our final question has a long answer, but I think it is worth giving. Where is the family apostolate especially needed? Notice, family apostolate. Not just of individuals, but of families. The family apostolate is especially needed in regions where the seeds of the gospel are first being sown, where the church is in her infancy, and where she finds herself in strong opposition. And that last category is the United States. In all these institutions, better, in all these situations, the Catholic family is a witness to what Christian marriage should be. It was this witness in the first centuries of Christianity that was mainly responsible for the propagation of the true faith. Remember, we're talking about the lay apostolate. And here we are concentrating on the family, qua family evangelizing. I believe I've quoted this to some of you before, but it is a classic statement. And a famous letter to a man by the name of Diognetus, date about 100 AD. I read, I quote, "Like others, Christians who marry and have children, in this they are like everyone else, but they do not expose these children." In other words, Christians do not practice infanticide. They do not kill their children. Christians share their meals, but not their wives. Christians live in the flesh, but they are not governed by the desires of the flesh. Unquote. And it is this witness of Christian families in the early church that converted the pagan, homicidal society. He wouldn't be talking about an early church because it would not have been a later church. Except for the witness that Christian, then all Catholic families gave to their fellow countrymen in the Roman Empire. And in the process, we know what happened to these Christians. They were thrown into prison. They were drowned. They were beheaded. They were thrown to the lions in the Colosseum. They were sentenced to a lifetime working in the mines underground until they were exhausted unto death. This lay apostolate we're talking about, my friends, is no pious rhetoric. It's a reality. And behind this lay apostolate, for the family, of the family, must be a deep faith in what God became man to reveal to us. God did not have to become man in the first place. Had he decided to become man, he could, by an act of his almighty will, appeared on the streets of Nazareth, Jerusalem. But no, God chose to be conceived in a woman's womb. He chose to be born, chose to be nursed, chose to be a member of a family. How we need, and has asked the Holy Family, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, teach us the families of our day, to follow your example of living in a deep, loving union among ourselves, so that we, in our day, might be a witness to the power of God in uniting father, mother, and children in that society which is modeled on the Holy Trinity and which exists to be reunited with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in that everlasting family life for which we remain. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary.